What up? You are now listening to The Limitless Experience with Eric. Thank you for tuning in. Previously on The Limitless Experience with Eric.
So Kane and Effie want Lauren out of here. And of course, in perfect power fashion, we don't know if Lauren is dead. I don't think she is.
I think she is too.
I doubt it.
I think the way she looked at Tariq is the reason she didn't kill Lauren. Because she's like, I really like this guy and I don't want to fuck things up with him.
Man, she don't give a fuck.
I don't know.
She don't care about that.
I think Lauren might be dead.
I don't think so.
I don't think Lauren is alive. She's dead.
Lauren.
I can agree that.
No, because if she was, you would have to show that. So there's a reason why they didn't show it. You're not gonna theater up the mind of death.
There's mad people who died in power. We're like, don't see them anymore.
No, so listen, Brayden gave for the first of all. Who thought for a second that Brayden was gonna do it?
No.
I thought for a second.
I thought so too.
I very much so thought so.
Oh, I didn't think so.
But until I see Lauren's funeral, she's not dead to me.
Oh God, here we go. No. I think it's an interesting choice how the writers like orchestrated that. We just don't see her again. We didn't see no car accident. We didn't see nobody.
Where's her parents? Who set up the car accident with?
And you know what? I also felt a little weird about Jenny confirming Lauren's death. Why did they have her say it? Did anybody think that was weird?
Well, I guess
like,
because
the way it was. She's like, Lauren's dead. Like, I don't know. It was interesting how they revealed it.
And we're back. I got Kim here with me. What's up, Kim?
Yo, what's going on? Glad to be back. And I'm so glad Power Book 2 is back.
We got Deron here. What's happening, Deron?
Hey, everything's good, man. Glad to be back as always. Power Book 2. Let's get it, everyone.
All right. So, episode 1, your perception, your reality. The first 5 minutes kind of got away from me. I'm thinking to myself, what's going on? But I would love to start where it ended with Lauren being alive. We all had different opinions. Some of us thought she was dead. Some of us thought she was alive. I was one of the ones that thought she was alive. But I'm curious as to how that unfolded. What do you guys think about Lauren actually being alive and in witness protection now?
I called it. You and I, Eric, we both called it that she was going to be alive.
Yeah, you guys did call it as we pulled the receipts. Mm-hmm. I'm not shocked, though, that she is alive. But to me, it opens up a lot of questions about...
About what happened that night, right?
Yeah, about how was the interception or the exchange that, you know, she was in a car with Effie and then she ends up in protective custody via Jenny. How did that happen? That makes me think that Effie ain't as hood as we think she is.
Does that mean Effie worked with Jenny Sullivan?
Listen, how did it happen? I mean, I guess we'll see more. It could have been a situation where Effie just like dropped her off or something. And then somehow maybe she called Jenny and Jenny scooped her up. But it just looks suspicious to me that Effie made Lauren get in the car. They left together. And then fast forward to 2023, Lauren is in protective custody. So I don't know. What do you guys think?
It had to be a cover up or something, right?
Something. I mean, I don't know. To me, it just opens that space that Effie might not be who we think she is.
And if
that was the case, that would be one hell of a plot twist.
A turn, right? I really need answers now because I don't want them to just brush over this. We need flashbacks and we need to see exactly what happened because who the hell is Effie then? Because what are we to think? Does Brayden and Kane think Effie shot her? They do, right?
I think they do, but I think Tariq thought it thinks it's an accident, right? Like, I don't
Tariq
think
they thinks it's a right. That's what it is. They said she died in a car accident.
Yeah, they said it was an accident.
But what does Brayden and Kane think?
Brayden and Kane probably know that. Okay, Effie killed Lauren. She's out of the picture. Let's go on to other operations.
Yeah,
that's what they're thinking.
I think Brayden thinks Effie handled it.
And we were discussing this last season about how they did it. Like, was it a car accident? Did they tie her up and put a 2x4 on the accelerator? This is what Tiffany was saying. They put something on the gas pedal to get the car moving. And they got to answer that, because there's just no way we're just going to continue on with Lauren being in protective custody and Jenny Sullivan going to her every once in a while without knowing where Effie was during all of this.
Right. And I think they will. I think as the season, you know, progresses, we'll get Easter eggs here and there, and it'll make sense, because that is a big question about how that all went down, at least for me.
Right. Damn, this is going to be another Tasha situation, where when Tasha was in witness protection, and I don't know, I just think that the whole witness protection thing is in power is a little odd, because who's she going to have interaction with? Just Jenny Sullivan? That's it?
I mean, that's what they're supposed to do. Just, pretty I much. Guess, just with, you know, whoever's on law enforcement that's protecting her, because the number one mistake you can make is reaching out to people in your, like, quote unquote, old life.
Right. So, I mean, well, how much does she mean to this show now if she's not, you know, in communication with anybody that she used to be in communication with? No Tariq. Like, do her parents even know?
I don't know.
They probably don't know.
They probably
think she's dead.
Mm-hmm.
So is Effie a rat? What's going on?
I don't know. I've honestly, since I saw the episode last night, I've been thinking it over. Like, how was that interception? How was that exchange? What happened when Effie got in the car and Lauren was in the car? What happened? And it would just be crazy if it turned out that Effie was working with law enforcement in some capacity. But I mean, shit, Dante tricked me. You know, it was a shocker to me that he was a CI. So it can happen.
Unbelievable, unbelievable things. You know what's also unbelievable? That Effie is now in Stansfield, and her and Brayden's sister are, like, they're all in the same class now.
Yeah.
Oh.
With Bruchandria again.
Right.
Everyone loves Bruchandria.
I thought she wasn't even in the class, and I was like, where's light-skinned Keisha? And
right, yo, like, oh, I did not know that that was light-skinned Keisha.
Yeah.
I want to apologize to light-skinned Keisha for my thoughts about her earlier.
Yeah, we love her.
Yeah, she's cool. Yeah, that is kind of coincidental that all of them are, like, on campus
all
now.
All in the same class. And then we're going to see a lot of this black dude who likes Diana.
Diana?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. He was so corny.
Yes.
Well, he was mad corny for trying to spit game at a memorial.
At the memorial, like, dude.
I was like, bruh, not now.
Exactly.
Like, that was some inappropriate shit right there.
Right, and I thought Diana was going to shut it down, because I was like, bruh, now? Like, this is my quote-unquote, my brother cousin or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty lame. And he might be a little suspect, like, he might have some shit going on with him. He might be a CI or something. I don't know.
That would be a great way to. That would be a great way to get info on these guys, because, like, it's only a matter of time before she opens up to him. You know.
Right. It'll be a good way to, like, infiltrate the Tejada Empire.
Yeah. So I have my notes. I'm kind of scattered everywhere. But going back to Lauren, do you remember when in last season? Tariq had a dream of all the people in his life that died. Mm-hmm. And they were all in the same room.
Yeah.
You remember what happened when he saw Lauren?
I forgot.
She was outside the room and she was about to come in. And he said, no, don't come in here.
Oh, okay. Okay. I do remember that. Because it was the class. They were in the classroom, right?
Correct. They were in the classroom. Okay. I think Reynolds was writing something on the board or something like that. And Kanan was in there. Detective Ray was in there. His sister was in there.
Lakeisha was in there.
Absolutely. Lakeisha was in there. And Lauren was about to come in. And Tariq was like, no, don't come in here. Mm-hmm. So that was like, you know, even more foreshadowing that she's not. Time ago yet.
It could still happen.
But then he kind of had that same flashback when he was up there giving that speech. And he's a sociopath. Like the way he was like passionately giving that speech, and then he literally had a flashback of
clapping all of people.
His bodies, right. And it didn't even affect him. He just kept going, and I was like, "He is a sociopath."
Yes,
like he didn't show no signs of emotion, like not even a shed tear, nothing.
And he literally had a flashback of like killing his dad, and he just.
He is worse than Ghost.
Brushed it off.
Yes, he's worse than Ghost. People say he's like his father. No, he's worse than his father.
I think he might be too. That moment right there, I was like, oh, he's a sociopath. Oh, wow.
A soulless psycho.
Yeah, he just kept it moving.
So I watched this yesterday on the Stars app, and I paused it because 6 minutes and 17 seconds in, I rolled my eyes at the TV screen. You want to know what happened at the 6 minute and 17 mark?
Was it the Noma, the new lady thing?
Or? Yes. The slicing off of the hand.
Yeah.
I thought that was amazing.
Why?
It was just so badass, number one. And number two, it was like, who is this bitch? Like, I was very intrigued to find out who she was, who she's working for. You know, she's very cutthroat.
She may be working for herself.
She could be, but I'm saying, at the 6 minute, 17 second
you.
Mark,
yes.
We didn't know who this lady was. We just know she came in and she fucked some shit up.
Yes, she did.
And it's like, oh shit. Like, it just, I was intrigued. Like, who is she? I'm very interested to see, you know, the impact she's going to have on the show. Mm-hmm. But fun fact, do any of you guys watch Bel-Air?
No.
I need to watch Bel-Air.
I watched the first two episodes and then I stopped.
So I think she's married to Uncle Phil.
Oh, okay.
I think they're married, or I don't know. I was stalking her Instagram. I was so intrigued. I was like, I gotta find out who she is. And I think they're together. Anyway, fun fact.
Okay, but you didn't think that was okay. Slicing off the hand, right? And then these people are innocent to the situation. They spent $5 million on the ring. The guy did anyway. He didn't know what he was buying. Why kill him?
Because that's what bad people do.
Okay, so if they're so bad, why out of Cain, Brayden, and Tariq, none of them got shot? Cain got punched or pistol whipped in the mouth, right? But that was it. Like, if she wanted to prove a point, why not kill one of them and say, if you guys don't want to end up like him, sell my drugs?
It would be too convenient to the plot.
Listen,
I agree with that. I mean, that would have, turned it up a notch. Yeah. But, you know, we need the story to play out how they want it to play out. And they want all of them working for her. So, you know.
But the woman that she killed, Rocky, who was she to Dante? To Mecca? Oh, who was she?
I was trying to figure out. So, in the beginning.
Was that his sister?
Who was Cain talking to? Was it Cain that was talking to somebody in the beginning? Who was talking to a lady in the beginning? I can't remember.
Davis. It was Davis, right?
Yeah, it was Davis. And
do you remember?
I don't know. Who is Rocky? I don't even remember. Who is that?
Now, she worked under Mecca.
Right. Now, remember when Monet kept hearing this song before she saw Mecca? Or before, his name to her was Mecca or Dante. Whatever his name was to her, but when she kept hearing this song, and then she heard it twice, and then she said, "I knew that was you when I heard this song," right? but she saw the person get out of a car. It was a woman, and the woman got out of the car, and then she almost didn't recognize the person. But was that Rocky?
That could have been.
Like, who was that? Is that his sister?
I'm a little foggy on that, because I honestly didn't know who she was last night when she got killed. I was like, who was that? I don't remember.
Right, because she said, is it Noma or Norma?
Noma, I think.
Okay, Noma? So Noma said that Mecca was supposed to marry her, right? Mm-hmm. But we all thought that the ring was for Monet, right?
Right.
So I think Rocky wouldn't be like his third love interest. I think Rocky, I could be wrong. I think Rocky may have been his sister.
May have been, or a cousin, or, you know, like a family member.
Yeah. Wow. This Noma chick, she looks like she is all about that business, but she's going to trust, Kane is the oldest one, but she's going to trust these children with that much work that Mecca was moving?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they're going to move that.
And then they brought Effie in on this as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm also curious, like, okay, so when Monet hears about it, what's that going to be like? Because, I mean, Noma's stepping on her toes, you know?
Right. Well, they don't have any work anyway, because remember what happened at the party, which is, why are you partying at Dante's crib? That's damn near a murder scene. But right. That connect that they meant when it's 60%, and he stood on that. And of course, you know, Kane said, we ain't with that, and they bounced. So I'm pretty sure Monet wanted some good news from that meeting, but because he didn't bend for them, it was like, well, now we need a new connect anyway.
Right. Side note, did y'all recognize him?
That is the guy from The Wood, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if I would have known that was him without seeing the side by side on Instagram. Yeah. Instagram never fails. Like,
they don't. Yeah. I don't think I would have either. I saw it earlier.
It's like, yes, this is the same person.
Yeah.
So, damn, but that's kind of weird, because will we see him again? We don't need to see him again, right? He said what he said to Kane, and he bounced, and then we have Noma. So, who knows if we'll see him again.
Sure, we're going to see him again.
I think we might see him again. They might end up collaborating on some level, because why even introduce him?
Right. Right.
So, I don't know how they're going to... I mean, I know whenever we haven't gotten this far, but when Brayden started working at his family's business or whatever, and I saw how the white boys was doing all that coke, I immediately saw a light, you know, Brayden's eyes light up. Oh, I just knew that he knew that was an opportunity in some capacity.
Oh, wow. Oh, hell yeah. They do hella coke.
Yeah, but they said you have to do coke to do this job. Yes. So he will definitely have clientele there.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad Brayden didn't do it, because there's so many similarities that people are trying to make between Ghost and Tommy and then Tariq and Brayden. And we know Tommy was low-key a cokehead. So I'm glad that Brayden is like, nah, I'm good. I'm not doing that shit.
Right. Because he's a seller.
Right. Well, Tommy was too, but look at him.
That's true, too.
Dude did coke with his moms.
Right. Yeah, I think Brayden just want to push that shit. He don't.
Right.
He don't want to do it.
I mean, with the high amount of product that they supposed to be pushing and putting out there in the market, I think what Brayden and the other Brayden, Kane, Effie, and Tariq should do, just sell it to like the white collar people, like the higher ups.
I feel like that's going to be a thing.
Yeah. They didn't show us that for nothing.
Right.
And then they say they do it for every meeting, as many of them as there is. That's insane.
And then, you know, off the clock, they get off the chain. You know, they probably throw those crazy ass parties.
Right.
Coke everywhere. So, yeah.
Especially in the clubs.
Tap into that market.
Oh, how did Bash get into that Westin building, that office?
I don't know.
Yo, I wanted him to die.
Well, I knew he was going to.
I was shocked that he died this soon, because he was going to be on my list. And I was gonna ask, you know, hey, give me three deaths that you anticipate to happen this season. And mm-hmm. Bash was going to be on that list. You know what I mean? And then right. when Kane and Brayden are going back and forth about who's going to kill him, it was reminding mm-hmm. me of Tommy and Ghost going back and forth about who's going to kill Sax. And obviously, he's still alive. So I'm like, right. they're not going to kill this guy. And then I saw him talking crazy to Tariq.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
Oh, I said Tariq going to kill him before they even get upstairs.
I did not see
just
that
just the way
coming.
The conversation was going. Mm-hmm. I was like, right. Tariq going to kill him.
Yeah, like, what's up with, like, this is what I don't understand about people in TV shows like this. You know this guy's a killer. You're in here talking crazy to him, and there's no witnesses. What do you think is going to happen?
I just think he's so privileged, and he just really thinks he could throw his weight around like that.
All
right. Well, it's like, Tariq don't care. Like, right. again, Tariq is a sociopath. He don't care.
Now he's rolled up in the carpet somewhere.
Right. But while they were having that crazy conversation, and then, like you said, Kane and Brayden were talking about who's going to do what, that's when I was like, oh, Tariq, he going to be dead before they get up there. Just the way it's going.
Right.
Like, they're just going to have to all clean it up together.
Yeah. That's another thing with power, where everybody knows where everybody lives.
I know. Or where everybody is at any given time.
Right.
It's kind of wild, but
like Bash is too. Even though he's not getting money from Stern anymore, like he had too much money to just have anybody walk up into his crib like that. Like, right. I'm pretty sure he has a door, man. Tariq just finessed that. I guess Brayden and Kane finessed getting up there. So why can't Tariq? But that's just that's all too common with people popping up at people's cribs.
Right. Yeah, true.
So Lucas, Brayden's uncle,
mm-hmm.
he's going to be a major part to Brayden's life as well. I mean, I think that, do you think that Lucas, because he's a little bit more loose with Brayden, the father's the uptight one.
Mm-hmm.
So Lucas mm-hmm. might help with this drug game as well. I mean, he offered Brayden, you know, I guess some whiskey or whatever it was that they were sipping on. And he said, hey, listen, I'm not uptight like your father, but you did some dumb shit. You shouldn't have admitted to it. There's always a way out. Like, he looks like he may want to get his hands dirty as well.
He might. I think it's a possibility. Because, I mean, he took up for Brayden. He was like, regardless, like, he's still a Weston. Like,
right.
You know, still. So he might be a little more open to it. Or at least will allow it to happen,
mm-hmm.
you know, even if he's
I definitely see that happening. I definitely see Lucas helping Brayden in some way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So is Kiki gonna be Brayden's girlfriend?
I think so. I picked up on that. I mean, I guess we probably all did. Like, he was like, damn, who is that? You know?
Right.
And you know what? She might be down for the cause too.
Well, like, she also doesn't sniff coke.
Well, yeah, that's true. So she might, you know, if her and Bray end up right. kicking it, she might be part of the team.
Right, right. Yeah, he could bring it. They're going to have a nice little team, a nice little squad to get this
working.
It's
going to be like the straight-laced conscience that Brayden needs.
That's true, too. Yeah. So that'll be interesting.
He's definitely feeling her. What connections did Lorenzo have to get Diana in Stansfield?
That's a good question.
You fresh out of prison, dog. What do you mean you got connections? You'll make some phone calls.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I was like, who would he possibly know that's that high up
right.
that he can pull those strings? But he didn't pull those strings in prison.
Right.
I don't know.
They have to show us someone who's connected to Lorenzo for that to happen.
Yeah. And it could, I don't know, it could be, I don't know, it's probably somebody unsuspecting.
I think
it might be, What's Lorenz Tate?
Councilman Tate?
Yeah. Might be him. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of somebody that has pull.
I almost forgot how, like, astronomically insane power can get sometime. Just say stuff and it's just like, okay, we believe it now. Like, Lorenzo, you're fresh out of prison, dog. Like, what connection? How would you even have connections like that?
Right. Exactly. And I'm just waiting on the ball to drop. I'm just waiting. Like, obviously, they're going to find out that he was the one that killed Zeke, so.
I'm pretty sure we talked about this last season, but why aren't there cameras in there? And his garage, his hangar, where the jet was.
That's very true. And now that we know that his place is being surveilled, I mean, Kevin might have gotten something.
Kevin Whitman. Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there might be, somebody might know something. Because how are they going to find out that it was Zoe? Because they're going to find out this season that he killed Zeke. So it's like, how are they going to put that together?
Yo, man, you know, I changed my mind on Blanca Rodriguez.
What?
I like her now.
I was like, here go her annoying ass.
Yo, she's funny.
She's so annoying.
She is, but she's going to, she makes us believe she's going to get the job done. Because are her and Jenny going to be working together now?
I think so. I think they're going to create that task force.
Right.
And then along with Lauren, I think they are going to try to get them on a RICO case.
Now, everybody's just lying to each other because Jenny told Blanca Rodriguez that she had a CI, which she doesn't. Her CI is not a CI. It's sex, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
But
and he's not even really being that forthcoming because he was eavesdropping on the convo.
Correct, he heard it
in a meeting between
Tariq and Tariq. And then he basically said he didn't really know what they were talking about, right?
Well, I guess he doesn't want to give her too much.
Mm-hmm. Well, he ain't really no CI.
No, he's not at all.
Well, it's always hard to tell whose team Sax is on too.
Sax is for himself.
Yeah.
And
I think he's fully on Jenny's side.
Yeah, but because if he gets Davis, if he brings Davis up on charges, then he won't have a job anymore because he works for Davis, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I believe he's been discharged from his old job for the shit that he did. So,
right.
He can't give Jenny too much.
Right.
What do you think about this new professor, Harper, who goes back with Tate?
Interesting, you know, to see how they know each other and what capacity. I mean, I guess it's obvious that they, you know, they probably used to date or something.
Well, they were police officers back in the day.
They were police officers?
Yeah. What? I believe he may have said she was his lieutenant.
Oh, I think he did say that. I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting. Shit, she might be trying to take Tariq down too.
What's the name of this class now?
I have no idea.
It's not ethics or?
It always seems like it's an ethics class. I guess that's what it is. And because, you know, she was kind of like zeroing in on Tariq when
right,
she was
at right. That's place. That's what I wanted to say, Kim. How does she knows who Tariq is? She said, "And what's your name?" Everybody at this school knows who Tariq is.
Yeah, she knows who he is. I mean, she was very focused on him. So it'll be interesting to see what her ulterior motives are and why she's there, and you know what's her intent.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. We saw a few new people here that I would love to see how this unfolds with them.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm invested in the new characters.
Yeah, me too. I just don't know what Brayden's sister, like, what is she going to bring to the table?
Well, and then Diana's her roommate. That is going to be interesting.
Yeah, that is going to be interesting.
And then you saw how quickly she pretty much went against her mother, but she pretty much let it be known that, hey, mom, I'm not like you. I actually like Diana. I like Tariq. I don't know what the big beef is. You know what I mean? So she may be another piece of the puzzle with them selling these drugs.
Yeah, she's definitely an ally for sure. Or she would be.
Mm-hmm.
So they're giving us little tidbits about Davis's brother.
Oh, yes, yes.
Theo Rollins.
And that whole thing. Which I'm curious to see where they're going to go with that, because obviously, I guess he's dying.
Yeah, he's I got my notes on that too. They said he's got Hep B and D.
Yeah, I didn't even know hepatitis D was a thing.
Me neither.
Yeah, yeah. And they said, what did he have? Like 6 months to live? They said.
I think they did. So yeah, just interested to see, like, what's that whole thing about? Still don't even know.
Right. And then he met up with that doctor, Dr. Patel, and he's going to try to do some miracle thing to help him live, or.
Oh, like get him enrolled in a clinical trial.
Right.
And he'll be out. He'll be out of prison then. So, yeah. So that was a thing.
So Davis McLean did give the ring to the person that took it to the auction. Right. And.
Right.
Tariq knows how this, how Noma feels about what happened with her ring. She doesn't know that it was Davis that had the ring, right? So will Noma see Davis at any point? This could be, I don't know, a crazy, crazy outlandish prediction, but I wouldn't be surprised if somehow Noma kills Davis's brother. You know what I mean? Like, get him out of prison, because he was the one that gave the ring, and she can. Davis, he's valuable to everybody on the show. He's a lawyer. He can have them. He can get them out of probably almost anything, right? And maybe at some point Noma might need him, and she'll use Theo Rollins as leverage.
Okay. Well, okay. That's an interesting theory.
Yeah.
That could be a thing.
Because, like I said before, nobody in power gets a happy ending. You mean to tell me Theo Rollins has 6 to 12 months to live, and he's in prison for possibly life, and then that's all going to get turned around? You're going to get out of prison and get cured and then live happily ever after? On what planet?
Right.
Not in the power universe.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
He may get out of prison because of the prosecutor who was dirty, but after that, nah, you're gonna have to eat a bullet.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, you know what though? This Noma's who's this? Her right hand man, the Obi, because he hates Americans. It seems
he hates Americans. He can't wait. Like, he's just ready for an American.
He just want to clap somebody bad.
Well, they're so crass. Yeah.
Like, where are they from? Like, I think they're from either what? The UK, Nigeria?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would assume.
Obi gets it this season. He's dying.
You think so?
Absolutely. He's too aggressive. He's too, and it might be Noma that kills him, because he tries to over talk her so much. Like, when she says something, he should just do it, but it's like he wants to debate with her, and she's not going to have that for too much longer. He's not going to make it through the season.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not. I don't think Lorenzo's making another season.
No, did you see how nervous he looked? Like, when Tariq was talking to Monet in the stairwell?
Oh, yeah. He wanted to know what they were talking about.
He was shook.
Yeah, he was. Because... That's a heavy secret to hold. Especially if you still, like, want to be with your wife, and right. You killed your wife's son. Like,
right.
how do you hold that? It's that when that blows up, it's going to be a thing.
Did she also tell Davis she wants him to find out what happened when Davis came to the crib?
I feel like she did.
Yeah.
I mean, she got everybody on the case.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not Davis, long for Tariq, Lorenzo.
Yeah, everybody on the case. And you know what? Speaking of, you know how to, you know, if people are dead or not dead. Do we really think Zeke is dead? We didn't see him die.
Nah, he's dead. I believe he's dead.
I think so too.
I'm telling you, power be making a fool out of us because we'd be thinking somebody be dead. And here they go showing up.
That would so, be that. Well, that's that.
I mean, I don't know what the reason would be. I don't know, you know, if they brought him back, what could Zeke contribute to the show? I mean, nothing. So,
I mean, well, he was in danger a lot. Mm-hmm. And he may have been the only one in Monet's family that wasn't involved in what she's involved in. So I can see grabbing him and putting him in protective custody. But if he's not dead, shit, how many times did Lorenzo shoot him?
At least like two or three times.
Maybe a couple times.
I was thinking, I mean, I don't know. I think he's dead, though. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he's not, but I think that Lorenzo might have got him.
Yeah.
But Kevin Whitman was the one that made the call to Monet.
Oh, about him being dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Let's see. What else? Oh, so when Tate and Tariq, well, whenever he was like taken up for Tariq or whatever, and he said he might need Tariq's services for his campaign. What do you guys think that was about?
Yeah, he said your expert. Yeah. What would Tariq be able to do for him?
I don't know. People put so much stock in Tariq. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, really. I would love to know.
They put a lot of faith in Tariq.
Right. What can Tariq do for Councilman Tate?
Unless he needs him to, like, take care of something. Like,
or talk about his campaign on through social media. Remember how he managed to get Davis as his lawyer and early in the season?
Yeah, but that was because he used Zeke's social media, because Zeke had a big social media following because he's a star basketball player. I think what Tate might be doing is possibly what he may have in mind might be for Tariq to get dirt on people, because didn't he use Tariq to get that picture of
Braden's
blackface, the guy in blackface.
Yeah, the guy in the blackface.
Yep. Look, yeah, probably he needs something to help him get leverage.
Yeah, for something. He's gonna have Tariq dig dirt.
Yeah, I'm thinking that too.
Because that's Tariq's thing. Like, I mean, he got help from Davis when he found out about Dante Spears, correct? So, has Tate met Davis yet?
I don't remember seeing them like in the same scene together.
I don't think so. No.
Interesting.
But maybe that'll happen this season for whatever reason.
Possibly.
So you remember when Kane pulled up on Effie?
Mm-hmm.
And he said something to her about, I guess she was like, I know my man. I know Tariq. I know my man. And he was like, oh, well, did you know he was asking about, was it Lauren or something? Is that what he said?
I don't remember him saying
that. He said something about, oh, well, did you know he was asking about Lauren or something like some. He was like planting a seed in Effie's, because she kind of looked like, yeah, I didn't know that. But she didn't like show it.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like Kane is trying to.
Oh, Kane is definitely dirty maggot.
Yeah, he's trying to stir the pot. And then he was like, oh, and you, your man and all of us, you know, we're all on the squad together to move this weight. Mm-hmm. And he didn't fight you. Mm-hmm. You know, so he keeps like planting seeds in her head.
Yeah, Kane is dirty.
He is dirty. But Kane is, I'm going to tell you, Kane has so many little funny, like funny names that he called them. Yo,
how many things did he call this man?
I'm going to tell you because I wrote them down.
Let's do it.
He called Braden Tom Brady.
Yes.
White Urkel.
Yes, he called Tariq and Brayden, Bonnie and Clyde.
He called Tariq original Urkel.
Original Urkel, and then he called Brayden white Urkel, and then he called Brayden silver fucking spoon.
Oh yes. My goodness!
That's, like that shit is so
that's
funny.
That's not in the script. They're letting him go off the cuff and do that shit.
I think so too, because it feels too natural. Right. Like it feels like it's really just off the cuff. But right. I thought that was
white.
So
Urkel.
Oh, so what about the brother that's gay? I forget his name.
Drew,
what do y'all think is going to happen with him and like his lover, or just Drew in general? He didn't have a whole lot to say this episode.
Right. I almost forgot about Drew.
I mean, they were at that party together.
What's that kid's name? Evan, right?
Everett? Is it Everett?
Everett. Yeah. Yo, I
we
thought
Kane was like, what is he doing here?
Right. I thought Everett was going to be killed off last season.
Oh, I did too.
I'm shocked they brought him back this season. He might also be on my list of characters to go this season.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's a good question. What are they going to do with Drew? Because Drew wasn't there when they got the weight from Noma, correct?
No.
No, he wasn't there because he left early. He left with Everett.
No, but I'm saying after that, that's when they, isn't that when they, later on they met up with Noma and she said, you guys are going to move, right? Because it was just Tariq, Kane, Brayden, and Effie. So, yeah, what is Drew going to do this season?
Yeah, he wasn't there, so I don't know.
Well, Everett wants to get to the NBA. And we all know that Drew wants to be an artist, or he enjoys art. So, who knows? I mean, is he going to get his perfect anything? I don't think so.
I don't know. You know, this other thing I was thinking about is, so whenever they were trying to persuade Noma to like let them move the work, and she was like, well, can you get me connects to what like Dante's like FBI person? Mm-hmm. I forgot what she called it, like that connect. Mm-hmm. And Tariq's like, yeah, we can do that. How can Tariq do that? How can they do that?
Well, he can use Davis and then use Sachs. He can use Davis, who can use Sachs, who can use Jenny Sullivan. Like, there's so many connections through these relationships that Tariq can abuse. He was probably also talking about Tate. I'm pretty sure Tate, if he's like, hey, Tate, if you need my help winning this race, I'm going to need your help with this. You know what I mean? So it's interesting.
That's true.
It's interesting. They opened up a lot for episode one that we have to look forward to for the season.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good episode. I thought it was a really strong season opener. Like, it got me excited about, it set the tone. So I hope they keep it going.
Yeah.
But a lot of things happened in this episode, and a lot of new players, a lot of new dynamics. But I think it's going to be a good season, or at least I hope so.
Right.
I know it's going to be a good season. I have a good feeling about it.
Yeah, I was disappointed in the first 6 minutes, because once I saw Noma and them chopping off the woman's finger, like, come on, that's an innocent bystander. Like, she had no idea what was about to happen. She literally just got proposed to. Now she's dead.
Poor thing. Yeah, I mean, you know, they had to show us that Noma don't play. They had to show us that from the very beginning, that she is not to be fucked with. She has no guilty conscience. She will literally chop off a stranger's hand to get what she wants. Like, they had to set that tone.
Right. And then she found Rocky and killed her. I thought that might have been Effie with the pillowcase or the sheet over the head. Like, who is
this
woman?
Yeah, I thought that too at first.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I thought that too at first. Because I was like, oh, no. But no, wasn't her.
Shit, even when they pulled the pillowcase off and they said her name, I still don't know who she is.
Yeah, I don't either. I was like, I don't know who that is.
Like, when they said Rocky's name, I had to backtrack. Like, who's Rocky? Rocky? Oh, okay, that was Mecca's girl. The Mecca soldier.
Was it?
I don't even remember. I guess I probably should have, like, I don't know, rewatched season two or something. I always say that, though, and I never do it.
Yeah.
Well, because it's been so long. I just forget. the details.
Yeah, I don't know how necessary that death was, but once again, like you said, they had to show her killing somebody in front of their face.
Yeah. Yeah, because it immediately, for me, was like, who the fuck is that? Like, right. Wow, you know? And just intrigued to see, like, how she's going to be running stuff. So, Rocky, yeah, this. Well, I'm just Googling it. She's a member of Mecca's crew.
Okay. Rocky. So she may have been the one that was playing the music in the car riding past Monet's shop, her club and all that. That bar.
Oh, yeah.
Health.
Yeah. They even got her. They're like, oh, she's deceased. Yeah, we know now.
Yeah. So you guys want to have give us some predictions, some death predictions for this season? Who's not making it to next season?
Sure.
Give me three people who are going to die this season, Kim.
Oh, man, this is a really hard question. Someone major has to die. Somebody in the Tejada family or the crew. Like, I just feel like we're going to get a significant death this season. I don't honestly don't know who that is, but I'm just going to throw out the brother, Drew. I'm going to throw him out there. That's his name, right, Drew?
Yes.
Or Kane, which would suck. But, you know, when Kane was, like, posting after they wrapped up the season, he kind of was, like, picture, making it seem like he wasn't going to be back.
He posted a picture with Tariq's sister, the one that got killed.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, it's been real, da-da-da-da-da. So, I mean, you know, they be tricking us sometimes. So that may not be the case. But maybe one of those two. Who else do I think is going to die? Maybe like Jenny or Blanca. Maybe one of those will die. And who else? I would have said Bash too, but he's already dead.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I don't know. Maybe an Effie or a Lauren. It's just, it's got to be someone, they got to get a significant death. I just don't know who that's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I didn't really answer the question, but.
What about Lorenzo?
Hell yeah. Yeah. I would say him first. Okay, so Lorenzo's definitely not going to make it to season 4.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Now, the other ones, I'm not really sure. It's kind of too early for me to tell.
Okay.
So, what do you guys think?
I think Lorenzo's gone. He's number one. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Kane, number two. And my number three, I mean, he's not that major, but Theo Rollins.
Theo Rollins.
Davis's brother. He's done.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't even know why they... I'm just trying to figure out the significance of it all. Why is this a storyline?
Well, he's Red Man.
Yeah, but like...
You haven't seen much of him?
I'm just curious. Like, what else does this mean? How deeper does this go? It's got to go deeper.
Well, I think that Davis killed the person that Theo Rollins is in prison for.
Okay, yeah, that's right. So maybe that'll come out.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we don't think Davis is going to die, though, right? I don't think he will.
I don't think so. I don't see Davis dying.
Yeah, me neither.
I think he's too, like, instrumental. He's too connected.
Correct.
Unless this thing just takes a turn, but I don't really see Davis going anywhere.
Right.
Season.
Daron, do you have three death predictions?
Yes, I do. The first one is Lorenzo. Yeah, he's going to be gone. I hope he is gone by this season. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm torn between either Kane or Drew. Now, a part of me wants to go with Kane based off the pictures we saw on Instagram, but then we have Drew, who's kind of trying to get away from the family business. He want to be with Everett. So it's either him, Kane, or Everett. One of the three. And my third one, well, you said Theo Rollins, Eric, so I might as well go with Theo Rollins.
If I didn't say Theo Rollins, who would you think?
I would say, no, I would go with Effie.
Wow. Okay, that's a major one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. We might learn some things about Effie this season.
Yeah, they got it. They have to paint a clear picture of what happened that night. Effie drove off with Lauren. I want to know what happened.
I do too. Me too. They got to connect those dots for me.
I think Effie could be an informant or a snitch. One of the two.
Right.
Yo, because we never found out who her connect was from season one.
Actually, sure didn't.
Before season one, before Ghost Book 2 was a thing, right? We never knew who her connect was. Remember, at some point, I actually thought it was the guy who was going after Tasha when she had the druggy daycare.
Oh, yeah.
But they never showed who Effie's connect was. And here we are in season three, and that was never revealed to us.
Right. Yeah. I think there's still a lot to uncover with Effie, because she's just been this mysterious, you know, ride or die this whole time, but we don't know anything about her.
Let's say in episode 5, because, you know, that's always like 5 and 6 are always like the big reveal type things where like the season turns around. If mm-hmm. I see Effie talking to Jenny Sullivan at some point and giving her everything she knows, I would mm-hmm. not be shocked.
I wouldn't be shocked either, because we don't know anything about her. That, like, we know nothing about her. She just shows up and she.
Right.
She,
and then she's magically in Stansfield as well.
Yeah. I thought she didn't go to the school. I thought she was just sleeping with Tariq. So now she's taking classes. Like, right. I don't know. And is it Stansfield? It's pretty good college, right?
Like, yes.
Yes, it is.
So
they're just letting all these people in.
I know. I'm surprised Tariq is still there.
Right.
Honestly.
Because like the that gentleman that was sitting with Tate said, just because you weren't proven guilty, that doesn't mean that you're innocent. That doesn't mean that you're not a bad person.
Right. Right.
Like, he should be kicked out of Stansfield just for having that attached to him.
Yep. I ain't even mad at that. I'm not mad at that at all. If that happened, I'd be like, oh, well,
right.
You deserved it.
Because he got kicked out of Choate, right? But he got kicked out of Choate for selling drugs.
And he's just dangerous. Like, right, anyone that's affiliated with him is in danger.
Correct.
Yes.
So, yeah. I mean, he honestly should have been gone, but he gotta make it through so he can get that money.
Yes.
That's like the only reason why he's, you know, he's trying to graduate.
Right. Exactly. He's got to graduate with like a 3.5 or some shit, I think.
Yeah.
Will we see Tasha? Will we see Yasmin?
No.
You don't think so? We might. We might at some point. I don't know if we need to, but
we Tasha might. Was on the Breakfast Club. Did you watch that interview? I watched the clip from it.
I may have seen a clip or two. I can't. Where they asked her about power?
Yeah, they said, "Well, we see you," and she was like, "I don't know. You gotta watch."
She might. I mean, they, you know, they always kind of left that open, that space.
Right. Exactly. You never know. That's it for me. Did you guys want to bring up anything else?
Nope.
That was everything. That was all of my notes.
Yeah, that's all I got. I think we covered everything.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. Well,
thank you. Looking forward to next week.
Absolutely. Thanks, Kim. Thanks, Deron. Talk to you guys next week.
All right. Bye.
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 Thank you for tuning in to the Limitless Experience with Eric. Spread love. Peace out.